afternoon, sir. You're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency, sir. Would you please state your full name, your ADC number for us for the record?
My name is Tom Stonebrake. I'm from the Florida.
Thank you, sir. So you're appearing before this before this board for a commutation hearing, a phase two hearing, sir. Is that your imminent danger of death? Is that your understanding of why you're appearing before this board, sir?
Yes, sir.
So I'm just going to go with it. I'm going to try to get a hold of some medical staff first, but you let me know if the information that I have is wrong. Basically, the information that I have on the file says that that if you were released, that you would go to stay with your sister because you can't work due to your medical illnesses. You have done, sir? I didn't hear you, sir. I'm sorry.
My sister's in jail hospital.
You're currently in custody. You're serving an 18-month sentence for burglary, sir?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And you have an earned release credit date of May 26th of 2019. So in May, you'll be getting out. You'll have your release credit date, but you are asking for a time served to get an immediate release?
Yes, sir.
There is a notification that we have in the file that says that you have a life expectancy of 4 months or less. That's signed by Dr. David Robertson on January 24. There's also a letter. Are you being sent Dr. De Guzman?
Yes.
Okay. He's the medical director at the Tucson Complex.
Yes.
I'm going to see if we can contact him to get some information from him, okay? Dr. Wright, could we call that Dr. De Guzman and 5-2?
Yeah, I'll get this.
You need to borrow some of this.
Hey,
I have it somewhere. Thank you.
I have it.
He didn't answer before.
Hello, you have reached the Arizona State Prison Complex in Tucson. Please listen carefully to the following directions as our menu has recently changed. If you know your party's 5-digit extension, you may dial it now.
You cannot be transferred to this number. Check the number and try again. Wait while I transfer your call.
This is Anderson.
Oh, yes, this is the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency. We're holding a hearing, and we're trying to get Dr. De Guzman to talk about a patient. Is the medical director available, sir?
The medical director is not in at the moment, but I can call Dr. De Guzman because he's off today. But I have his cell phone number. What I'll do is call him and give him this number. Is it 602-542-7020?
Okay, yes, sir. You can call us back on that number if he's kind enough to be available. If not, then maybe you can help us.
I'm the medical director's assistant. My name's Ralph Anderson.
Okay. Okay, so if you can tell him that we're trying to hold this hearing at this time, and if he's available, we would certainly appreciate it.
I'll call him right now, and if I get a hold of him, I'll have him call you right back. If I don't, I will call you right back.
Okay, thank you, sir.
You're welcome.
So, Mr. Wade, while we're waiting on the doctor to give us a call back, I want to go with some other information that I have here. in the South, sir. So when you got arrested on the burglary, sir, had you already been diagnosed, or did you get diagnosed once you got back incarcerated?
Say
after. So, sir, is there a reason why none of your family is here? I know you said you would go stay with family, but is there a reason why no one's here, sir? Where's your sister work at? Okay. So I'm gonna ask you if you could try to speak up, because I can barely hear you. I can't make out what you're saying.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, that's better. That's better.
Yeah, my sister will be here as soon as she can to pick me up if I get released. She's working in Mexico.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, she lives here in Tucson. She'll be sitting me up to the hospice and all that.
So has she started to set you up at hospice or anything? Has anything been in place?
Yes, she has.
And what has she done? What has your sister done? What has your sister done, sir?
She's got me a bed
at the
hospital.
Well, she got you bed at the hospital. Is that her house? Because it sounds as though your sister travels.
Yeah, I'll be staying at her house for a little while, and then I'll just run back to the hospital
when they're sick. So who stays? Does your sister live by herself, or who lives with your sister?
Yeah, she lives by herself.
So who would be there with you, sir, and it sounds as though your sister travels?
She only travels once this week, just whatever it is tomorrow. She would be there normally, but they got us off road, and they gave 2 days notice to this hearing. Otherwise, she'd be there right now.
So do you have any other family, sir, besides your sister?
Yeah, I have a brother, I have a bunch of nephews and nieces
in Tucson. So are they all in Tucson, sir?
Yes, sir.
And so you haven't been doing any drugs that's not prescribed, have you, sir?
No, sir. I've been in the hospital a few times, sir.
Okay. So I was looking at your AIM report, sir. With, you currently, how old are you, sir?
I'm 53.
53 now?
Yes.
Okay, and I see that you've been incarcerated several times.
Yes, sir.
I see that you had an expired term for theft, expired term for attempt to commit theft, unlawful use of means of transportation, narcotic drugs, aggravated DUI, sexual abuse, unlawful imprisonment, that you all had some terms that they all expired. You were at one point a member of a STD?
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
And you no longer a member of the STD, you just... So, sir, I also see that you have been previously before this board numerous times since the various incarcerations that you have, and that three times you was granted regular parole, one time you was granted on home arrest. Yeah, every time you were granted parole, that you got revoked. Is that right?
Yeah.
Statement inside of your pre-sentence report, sir, that says that you accepted responsibility for the incident offense and indicated that you were currently suffering with lung cancer and would like to be sentenced as soon as possible so you could start to receive treatment. So that's telling me that you actually knew that you had lung cancer before you got sentenced.
Before I got sentenced this time.
Yeah, this last time you. You knew, so we do. Okay, so you committed a burglary, but you already knew at the time you committed that. So when did you find out you had it?
When I was in county jail.
When you were in the county jail? Okay, all right. So, sir, in the file that we have, I show that you have 47 pages of criminal history. And your criminal history goes back to numerous states, but that you've been involved in burglary, larceny, assault, probation violation, reckless driving, narcotic possession, aggravated assault, DWI, sexual conduct with a minor, sexual assault, interfering with judicial proceeding, grand theft, sex offender failure to register for sex offender registration, domestic assault, and narcotic drug possession. So you had an extensive criminal history that you've been in and out of prison?
Yeah.
Okay, and it looks like that you've had a criminal past that involves different locations, Tucson, Bisbee, Arizona, Tallahassee, Florida, Panama City Beach, Florida, Idaho State Police, El Paso Sheriff's Office, Newton Police Department in Kansas, Las Vegas, Nevada, Oklahoma, Arizona Department of Public Safety, Phoenix PD, and Buckeye. I mean, you've been in numerous states and cities where you've had some criminal involvement. Is that right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right, sir. We're still waiting to talk with the doctor. I do want to put a note in here that says that there is a letter in here from Dr. DeGuzman, which basically said that to currently serve an 11-month sentence and due to be released July of 2019, you've been diagnosed with lung cancer with... what is that, metastasis to the brain, and you're given a prognosis in November by the medical specialty team to have less than 6 months to live, and 2 months have passed. And this was a letter that was actually wrote in January, so actually 3 months have passed. He says your life expectancy is now less than 4 months. And he's recommended you be granted clemency so that you can spend the remainder of your life with your family and continue your medical care with the least pain and suffering that's possible, sir. So I also read in the report, sir, that it said that because you had the lung cancer, you got a reduced sentence when you were sentenced. Is that right?
I don't know.
You don't know?
I think so.
All right, so I'm going to see if the board has any additional questions for you while we wait to hear from, see if we can hear from Dr. DeGuzman, okay? I'm sorry, Mr. Quinones.
Thank you, Mr. Johnson. Mr. Wade? Just a couple questions. You said that you were diagnosed with cancer when you were in jail?
Yeah.
How long were you in jail, sir?
I don't know. In February?
Well, I mean, how many days or how many months were you in jail before you ended up in the Department of Corrections?
About 3 months.
3 months? And how did you find out, or what led you to believe that you might be ill?
I was
My colleague, Mr. Johnson, stated that you might have had some involvement in an STG. Did you step down from that organization, sir?
No.
Okay. And should this board vote to recommend clemency to the governor, and we can only recommend, would you continue to seek treatment for your condition?
Yes, sir.
No, I couldn't hear you, sir. Pardon me.
Yes, sir. I sure will.
Okay. And what sort of treatment is available to you?
Radiation.
Okay. Good. Thank you, Mr. Wayne.
Mr. Dale.
Mr. Wayne, pardon me. Mr. Wade, can you hear me okay?
Yes, sir.
Okay, now, I'm part of the hearing, so you may have to speak up a little bit. Looking at your past record, since back in the 90s, it looked like you were granted parole, then that got revoked, but you were put on home arrest, so you remained out, and then you know, back to regular parole, and that was revoked back in 98, and then in 02, you were granted parole, and that ended up getting revoked. So, it seems that you have lots of problems with release and different things like that, but in 2011, you had a hearing before the board of a commutation for phase one, the first part of it, and you went on past to phase two. My question is, what reason did you have for asking for that commutation at that time?
I don't recall the commutation for the
time, so you're going to have to speak up. I can't understand you.
I haven't called a commutation at this time.
Okay, so you don't remember why you filed a commutation for your sentence?
No, I don't.
Okay, thank you. No further questions.
Okay, Mr. Wade, we're just waiting to see if we can hear back from the doctor.
Doctor.
Anderson, whoever answered the phone.
Hello, you have reached the Arizona State Prison Complex in Tucson. Please listen carefully to the following directions as our menu has recently changed. If you know your party's 5-digit extension, you may dial it now.
Wait while I transfer your call.
February 14th, and may not be in on Friday depending on how I feel. please leave a message if necessary. Understand I will not answer email until I return. Thank you and have a great day. Bye-bye.
Record your message at the tone. When you are finished, hang up or press pound for more options.
Yes, Dr. Nelson, this is C.T. Wright. We spoke with you earlier. You were going to get us in contact with Dr. Guzman, and we have not heard back from you, so we were trying to see if you were able to get in contact with him. Let me give you another number just in case, and so if you could call us back immediately, because we're trying to come to the conclusion of this hearing. Please call me back at 602-542-5668. 602-542-5668. 6-8. Thank you so very much, sir, and we will move forward. Thank you, sir.
Okay.
Should we try Dr. Robinson?
I mean, there's a letter in here that's signed by Dr. Guzman. I'm going to take that letter certifies that he has less than 4 months to live. It's also signed on here that he has on the endangered death application. The doctor signed and said that he has less than noted that he had less than 4 months to actually live in here on the Arizona Department of Correction. Early release due to imminent death form is also signed by Dr. Robertson, which states his medical conditions and that he has an expectancy of less than 4 months. So if we don't hear from them, I will just go ahead and take that and see if Mr. Wade has anything else to say, and go into discussion and discuss what we're going to do.
Okay, yes, sir.
Okay, so Mr. Wade?
Yeah.
Okay, so we do have the letter, and so I'm going to acknowledge the letter that we have in here from Dr. Guzman that says you have less than 4 months, as well as the early release due to imminent death form that we have with your medical illnesses that you have, that's signed by also Dr. Robertson, that's dated January 24th of 2019, which states that you have less than 4 months to live. So is there anything else you'd like to say to the board before we go into discussion?
No.
Okay. All right, thank you. So you have to speak up. I didn't hear. I can't hear what you're saying.
Thank you for taking
into
consideration.
No. We're going to go into discussion. While the board's in discussion, I'm going to ask you to remain on the phone, Mr. Wade, so you can hear the discussion taking place. The board will make a decision on what we're going to do, whether we're going to pass you recommended to the governor or not recommended to the governor, okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right, thank you. This is a case that's a little bit different. He does have some information that he would go stay with his sister, but he says that his sister is in Mexico right now, and she's out of town. There's no other family support that he has in here that's been notified in here. He says that he just got this recently, so he wasn't able to notify anyone to come there. I'm going to just take for the record of the documentation that we have that he is in imminent danger of death. However, this is a case where he has an enormous 47 pages of criminal history, 47 pages, which goes over, you know, several states from Tallahassee, Florida, Oklahoma, Arizona, different cities here in Arizona that he's been before this board four separate times, and three of those times he was given parole, and he was revoked on that for violating. He was put on home arrest, and he was revoked on his home arrest status when he was actually released. On each of those times, he does have a history of probation violation and parole violation, and not following the grant. I just think that this particular situation, this particular case, and because of his past history in the 47 pages, which had crimes on there from burglary to sexual assault to sexual conduct with a minor to aggravated assault, I just don't feel it would be the best interest of the citizens of the school to recommend him to the governor. That's just my opinion based on his history. I think that he's in a location now. He did go to court and said that he found out that he had cancer while he was in jail. However, you know, he indicated that he wanted to be sentenced, you know, so that he could start treatment. And he's been getting the treatment. I'm going to tell you that. I'm just dodging. You know, I'm not sure that he didn't commit the crime so that he could go to prison and get treatment. Based on what it was, he did get a reduced sentence that he did receive, as the court found that there were circumstances, acceptance, that he accepted his responsibility, said that he had remorse, and that he had serious medical issues. He will be released this year. I believe, let me just check this for sure to see, his release date will be...
ERCD?
Huh?
He's got an ERCD.
Yeah, he has an ERCD of May 26th, which is 3 months from now. I think it'd be best for him to go ahead and complete his time. When he's released, he'll be able to go to his sister's or where he needs to go to get set up his medical needs, or he can work with his sister and they can start setting up his medical needs at this time. But at this point in time, it's my opinion to not recommend this to the governor. However, I am willing to listen to the rest of the colleagues. Mr. Quinones.
Thank you. I just want to follow Mr. Johnson. I agree with everything you're saying, and I think it would be a very hard recommendation to justify to the governor. Thank you.
Okay, therefore, I'm going to make a motion to not recommend to the governor passing Mr. Thomas Wade on to the governor for a decision on a commutation.
I'll second.
The motion was by myself, second by Ms. Woodhouse. Agree, Mr. Quinones, Mr. Neal, Dr. Wright. Okay, Mr. Wade?
Yeah.
Okay, sir, the board has voted to not recommend to the governor commutation to you. That's going to conclude your hearing at this time, so I do want to thank you for taking the opportunity to appear before this board, sir.
Okay.
Would you put the seal three back on the phone, sir?
Excuse me?
Would you put the seal three back on the phone, put the officer back on the telephone, sir?
Yes, sir.